With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Over Democrat opposition, Senate Republicans muscle through a crucial next step that's central to President Trump's agenda.
On a mostly party-line vote of 51 to 48, the Republicans pass the plan that paves the way for the party to, in the coming months, push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress. By doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting that senators spent hours churning through amendments before a final vote that sent the package to the House for the next step. President Trump says Elon Musk will likely leave the administration in a few months. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The world's richest man has been Donald Trump's most powerful and disruptive advisor since Inauguration Day. But Musk may soon be wrapping up his work downsizing and overhauling the federal government. Last week, Musk faced a setback in Wisconsin, where voters rejected his choice for a state Supreme Court candidate, despite more than $21 million in personal donations. Musk's role in the administration also has led to lower Tesla sales and violent attacks against his car company. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist and author Stephen Moore is applauding President Trump for putting an end to collective bargaining at government agencies.
The problem is that there's nobody at the bargaining table who is representing the taxpayers in these, quote, negotiations on the salaries.
Israeli journalist Haviv Rettiger told the Salem Radio Network this week the Biden administration offered a lot of bad advice to Israel about its war against Hamas.
The Biden administration said things about not going into Rafah that were patently ridiculous. There were, it would take 4 months, they said, to move the civilians out in order to fight Hamas. Well, it ended up taking 12 days.
And this is SRN News. A new global poll takes a look at people who are switching religions.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end a federal reimbursement for the nation's largest abortion business. Some also think Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a tool for getting it done. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has announced it will hear a case involving South Carolina's effort to do that. This is SRN News. Award-winning scholar and author Gordon Chang says Russia's invasion of Ukraine opened the door for China to disrupt global order by throwing its support behind Moscow.
Beijing loves it. I mean, they've been supporting Putin across the board. It's not just elevated commodity purchases. It's diplomatic propaganda support. They opened up their financial system to sanction Russian institutions.
In fact, Chang says that China has been providing Russia with a full range of diplomatic and financial support ever since the invasion began.
And the Chinese have been selling a lot of weapons to the Russians. And to top it all off, China was almost certainly involved in arranging North Korea's assistance to Russia in the war. So this is Moscow and Beijing together again.
Chang tells the Salem Radio Network China is also the power behind Iran and its many proxies, providing the Islamic regime with microprocessors to build weapons. This is SRN News.